turn now to our article on the American high school prom. As the end of the academic year approaches, so does prom, the end of school formal ball, and the highlight of the school calendar for many students. Now becoming popular in other countries, here are three things you should know about it.
1. It's a school dance. Prom is short for a promenade, the formal introduction of guests at a 19th century ball. It's a curiously old-fashioned term for what is essentially just an end-of-school dance, but there is a reason for this. High school proms were introduced in America as a reaction against the permissive, sexualized atmosphere of the 1920s. The idea was to mark the end of school and the start of adulthood with a romantic ball where the girls wore beautiful dresses and the boys acted as perfect gentlemen. Even today, a lot of that old formality survives. On prom night, the boy is expected to collect his date from her parents' house, make polite conversation with her father while she finishes preparing, and then present her with a floral bracelet called a wrist corsage when she arrives in her dress. He will pay for her ticket to the ball and arrange transport, ideally in a chauffeur-driven limousine. Once at the prom itself, there's no alcohol, and there are strict rules about what acceptable dancing is. Sound very respectable? Well, it is, and that's half the fun. But that doesn't stop everyone changing out of their formal clothes as soon as prom is over and going on to a club or people's houses, where the real partying starts.
2. The pressure is huge. Proms generate a ton of social anxiety, starting with the question of whether you'll have a date or not. Boys are expected to take the initiative, and increasingly, it's not enough to simply ask a girl if she wants to go to the prom with you. Boys now invite girls with elaborate promposals, getting their friends to perform a flash mob song and dance routine, for example, or writing their invitation on the side of a mountain, as a Santa Monica high schooler did last year. The local police were not amused. For the girls, it's worse. In addition to finding a date, there is the anxiety about their dress, which they start searching for months in advance. Not only must you look good, but you don't want anyone wearing the same thing. At least social media has simplified this with entire senior years joining Facebook and Instagram groups to post pictures of their dresses.
3. It costs a fortune. The average American family spends nearly $1,000 on their child's prom. On the girl's side, on top of the dress and shoes, this covers expenses such as hair, spray tans, and manicures. Most boys wear tuxedos or suits, which is simpler, but they have costs like the prom tickets and the transport. Competition to travel in the most impressive style has led to ridiculous extremes, such as arriving by helicopter. Interestingly, the poorer the family, the more they usually spend on their children's prom. In one study, for example, families with an income below $25,000 per year spent, on average, $1,393, compared to just $799 for families earning more than $50,000. Clearly, the social pressure of prom night isn't just felt by the kids.